The following is an arrival lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on January 24th, 2011, in Austin, Texas, USA.
So, thank you very much for so nicely receiving us. We're very happy to be back here in Austin. Today I was in Los Angeles and the greeting of the deities with my godbrother Svavas Prabhu, who is the temple president in Los Angeles. He said, "Today you're going home." I said, "What do you mean? I'm already home." So actually, the point is Krishna conscious. He's always at home, wherever he may be. You see, where does home mean? It means with Krishna. We have no home in this material world. That idea that I have some home in this material world, that's an illusion. Simply an illusion. This is not our home. That's why we say back to home. Back to Godhead. The spiritual world is our actual home. So, by this process, you see, of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, following the regulated principles under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, as the great acharyas have taught us, this is not something I've invented. I'm simply passing on to you what I have received from my spiritual master, what he received from his spiritual master, etc., etc., etc. This is an ancient system which was described by the word agent even by Krishna 5,000 years ago. That very ancient system, that very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you. Sa-eva-yang-maya-te-ja yoga-maya-samavrataha. What is that verse? Sa-eva-yang-maya-te-ja just not forgetting the Sanskrit. But he's saying that very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you're my devotee as well as my friend and therefore can understand the transcendental mystery of this science. So it's very important that one has to be a devotee. One cannot intellectually realize these truths. You use your intelligence. That's all right. But the intelligence has to be combined with devotion. Only then can you actually realize these truths. So this chanting process is a very important thing, following regulated principles. These are very important things. The sincere student orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master. And he accepts regulated principles for purifying his consciousness. And then he chants Hare Krishna. And the influence of the name expands within his heart, driving away all the offenses until he becomes completely purified. And then Prabhupada explains, when he becomes completely offenseless in his chanting, he's qualified to make disciples all over the world. He becomes eligible to become Jagad Guru, Prabhupada says. And under his influence, the entire world will then take up Krishna consciousness. So, the most important principle is we have to start off properly. And we have to go to a bona fide spiritual master. Most of the gurus nowadays, they are Mayavad gurus, so-called gurus. They say that, you know, I merged into everything, everything became me, I became everything, like that. They talk like that. How myself became one with the Supreme Self. I became the Supreme Self. This is called Mayavadi philosophy. This is not bona fide. Any spiritual master who says, I merged, and everything became me and I became everything, you get away from that guru because they're not qualified. There are many popular gurus right now touring the world who preach that philosophy, that one merges into the Supreme Self and becomes the Supreme Self. But if you become the Supreme Self, then how you can love? And they say, actually, you are the Supreme Self, you just have to realize it. But if you're actually the Supreme Self, how you could ever not realize it? You see? If you were actually God, how could you ever not realize that you're God? What power could prevent you from understanding your divinity? That means there would be a power greater than you, therefore you couldn't be God. In other words, someone is God but forgets they're God, they're not God really. It's just hype. If someone is actually God, they can never forget they're God. They are eternally the Supreme Lord. So this idea that the individual self is actually God, but he has simply forgotten it, now he has to be zapped or hugged by the spiritual master, and in this way he can realize again that he's God. This is completely bogus. It's not what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna clearly states, Natvevahang jatuna sang natvang neme janadipa nachayvana bhavishyama sarvevayamatahaparam. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So Krishna is confirming the eternal individuality of the living entities. So if you hear a spiritual master who presents this idea that of merging and becoming the Supreme, everything becomes one, then get away, because they're going against the teachings of Krishna. They're not qualified as a bona fide spiritual master. A bona fide spiritual master simply repeats the teachings given in the Bhagavad Gita. They don't concoct some new doctrine which is against the teachings of the Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is the standard knowledge. It's coming from Krishna himself, who's the source of everything. This is the absolute truth. It's the king of education, Raja Vidya, the king of education, the topmost knowledge. So if a spiritual master is to be considered bona fide or understood as being bona fide, then he has to be presenting the Bhagavad Gita exactly as it's spoken by Krishna. If he takes the words of the Gita and he twists them to extract a different meaning, he's also bogus. Krishna says, surrender to me. Actually, he says, surrender to me. One commentator says, it's not to Krishna that we should surrender, but it's to the unborn, unmanifested, that is in Krishna within everything. That's not what Krishna said. He said, surrender to me. So how they can twist out some new doctrine? No, it's not to the person Krishna. If I say, bring me a glass of water, what is the me? Is it a person? It's a person. So if Krishna says, surrender to me, it's a person. So they want to give some interpretation that's not really the person Krishna. It's the impersonal Brahman is speaking. It's some illusory manifestation of the impersonal Brahman that is speaking. I mean, come on. How can an illusory manifestation say anything? So it's very important that we're not misguided by these charlatans who present this idea that I'm God, you're God, we're all God. There's so many of them out there. And the world is full of such bogus spiritual masters who are not properly qualified to be a spiritual master, but because they speak some very flowery language and they fool people. And with their flowery words, they become glorified even more than bona fide spiritual masters. That's a fact. This is the age of cheaters and the cheated. In this age, a cheater will become very popular. Become very popular.
So we should start cheating.
Huh?
So we should start cheating, right? Should we?
What's the use? If we join the cheaters, what's the use? Problem is that it's better to be a sweeper in the street than be a charlatan meditator. So it's better just to go, you know, just work for the Austin garbage pickup, you know. Better to be a garbage man riding around the back of those trucks and dumping the cans than to be a bogus spiritual master cheating people. That's a thing. Much better to be a garbage man. To be a so-called spiritual master presenting Mayavadi philosophy. They may have thousands and millions of followers and become very famous with the politicians, and their names may be all over the newspapers, but the better they become a garbage man, that'd be much better for them and much better for the world. Because if you're nonsense, it's better to be inactive. There's four kinds of people. There's inactive foolish, active foolish, lazy and active intelligent, and lazy intelligent. There's four categories. If you're foolish, it's better to be inactive, not to do anything, not to create any more trouble necessary. Active foolish is worse than inactive foolish. If they go around spouting off nonsense philosophy and misguiding the people, better they don't do that. Better they just become a simple garbage collector. That's much better. And if one is intelligent, then they can be very active. And if they're even more intelligent, then they can do everything without even acting. That's called lazy intelligence. The Prabhupada said, lazy intelligent, he's the first class man. Simply by his brains, he can accomplish so many things. But active foolish, that's the worst position. Better they become inactive. So we will not follow that bad one. It's like we have Zales Jewelers here in Texas, you see. And we have Walmart. Who sells more jewelry? Well, Walmart sells more costume jewelry. But who sells more real jewelry? Zales. So the mass of people go to Walmart and get costume jewelry. How many people go to Zales and buy real diamonds? Very small number. So Zales going to go out of business? Because Walmart is attracting more customers now. Zales will continue to provide high quality diamonds for those who want them. So we are like Zales, we're not like Walmart. See, the bogus gurus, they're like Walmart, and we are like Zales. You've heard of Zales Jewelers? It's a famous jewelry store. They sell a high quality diamond, you see. It's a chain of jewelry stores. So we will not stoop to the level of these bogus selling imitation spiritual life, imitation mantras, imitation initiation, etc. We'll not stoop to that level. We will give the real thing. Even if there's only one customer, that's all right.
One money is better.
That's right. Better to have one good disciple than 1,000 nonsense disciples. That one good disciple, he can illuminate the entire world. One good disciple can save the whole world. So we don't need 1,000 nonsense disciples who can't control their senses. So any questions? Yes?
In regards to the mind bodies, should we try to become intelligent enough to defeat them?
Oh, yes. You should learn the arguments so you can defeat the Mayavadis. Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's very important. The more you can defeat Mayavadi philosophy, the more you become advanced in Krishna consciousness. So even if you don't encounter them, you can write articles defeating Mayavadi philosophy. And that way you can practice the arguments. They're definitely out there. I used to encounter them when I was doing a prasadam distribution program at the University of Florida. They'd come up and say, "I'm God."
I remember
that. "I'm God." Or here in Austin also.
Yeah, I
had a friend named Sammy. He said, "I'm God."
When you were distributing books.
Huh?
When we first came, when we were distributing books there on the street, one came and said, "I am God."
When was this?
That was when we first came to Austin.
We first came to Austin? Yeah. "I'm God." I remember once somebody at the Sunday feast one time in Gainesville, they said, "I'm God." Sitting, we're taking prasadam together. He said, "I'm God." I said, "You're a dog." He couldn't say a word. "You're a dog." I told him, I told him straight, "You're a dog. You're not God, you're a dog." He couldn't say a word. He was completely defeated just by that statement. Prabhupada really trained us, how to defeat them, I would ask him, "If you're God, then tell me, God knows everything, so tell me when I was born." Immediately defeated. Couldn't say a word. "If you're God, then why do you have to go to work on Monday morning? God has unlimited wealth. Why are you struggling to pay your bills? Why are your credit cards maxed out if you're God? You have unlimited wealth at your disposal. You're the wealthiest person in all of existence. You own everything. So why are you in debt?"
We think if that guy was God, he'd be able to come up with a better defense.
Huh? What's he saying?
He says that God has come with a better defense.
That's right. If he was God, he could defend his position. But the fact that he can be so easily defeated proves that he's not God.
No. That was funny.
Yeah, the Prabhupada gives so many arguments to defeat them. God, one does not become God. You're either God or you're not God. If you're actually God, you don't have to become God. You see? You're either God or you're not. And if you are, you can never forget it. You can never lose your power. Therefore, you're not God. If you're not God now, you were never God. You'll never be God. You see, that's the understanding. If you're God now, why do you have to pay your income tax? If you're God now, then why are you getting old? Why are you getting sick? Why are you dying at every minute, moving closer to death? You see. So in this way, we thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.